Two quick corrections in Rebbe Soloveitchik's theory, and then just to review briefly. I know we spent a lot of time on it yesterday. I wanted just to make two quick corrections. Number one is I quoted Rebbe Soloveitchik to take this, I called it he kind of took a curveball at the end. He linked it to the two psukim. Remember I said that? I misunderstood it. He said something beautiful, and I was actually mechavi to it, I just didn't realize it. Rebbe Soloveitchik was talking about the two psukim, he was now referring to the first two psukim, the pasuk of Chagasukos, Shivas Yamim Lashem and Chagasukos Tatelachos Shivas Yamim, but rather the two psukim of the Masgana, that's the first one, Chagasukos Shivas, what's it called? Tatelachos Shivas Yamim, that's the one where he thought he was talking about this unique din of Lashem Chag, and then the second pasuk was much later on in the Gemara of Chagasukos Tatelachos Lachol Lashem Chobcha, which is the session later on about Beis Hillel, and we had pointed out once we realized Beis Hillel rejects Beis Shammai's unique din, well then there's a latter din, the classic din of Kol Tarkula, and that's exactly what we suggest, that there's a unique din of L'Shem Chag, and there's a Kol Tarkula din of L'Shem Mitzvah, and just by Rabbi Soloveitchik was contrasting the L'Shem Chag to L'Shem Chobcha, it's actually a point we made later on. And therefore, just to clarify that, Rebbe Soloveitchik, in other words, you know, what I thought I was fixing for him, he had already done himself. I just misread it incorrectly, made a mistake, my sincere apologies, a little bit embarrassed, whatever, I made a mistake. At the end of the day, Rebbe Soloveitchik and I think we're the exact, at this point in time, we're the exact same shita. There's 1, 2a, 2b, and 3. And we both believe it's L'Shem Chag. I added on a few more points to Rabbi Soloveitchik. I added on the context of the pasuk. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't mention that. I added on the two elements of the drasha. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't mention that. I added on the Bavli versus the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't mention that. I added on the nafkamina that Sammy was mechaber to between the Chai Adam and the Mishnah Berurah versus the Meiri as to whether or not afil mitchilas hashanah k'sheira means dafka or lav dafka. We added on to the Rav Shapshat, but we're not disagreeing with it at all. It's all about L'Shem Hachad. Tzvi Goldstein pointed out at the end of the year, I think it's correct, just to clarify, Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra, although he's focusing on the same two words, Chag HaSukkot, as Beis Shammai was in half of his drasha, and Rav Akiva, Shivas Yamin, as the other half of Beis Shammai's drasha, Shivas Yamin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra adds in the extra word of L'Hashem, he actually is focusing on Chag HaSukkot as well as L'Hashem. That's not a problem. Beis Shammai is focusing on two of the three words. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra uses all three of those words for something else, and therefore it's a problem that two of the three words are being reused. It's the exact same problem, just to be pointed out correctly. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra had the L'Hashem dimension, which Beis Shammai didn't have. Just small little nekudos of correction. One more, which I don't know if Soloveitchik would have agreed to or not. I'm just going to sharpen the board slightly and say, if not L'Shem Chag that you need Kavanah for, but it's that the Sukkah has to be L'Shem Chag. And the reason why I'm doing this is twofold. Number one is I want to show that a Sukkah Yishana is actually a great example, not because of the stubborn you had L'Shma L'Shem Chag, but rather because a Sukkah Yishana is automatically directed to Sukkah. The Sukkah has to be focused, connected to, the Sukkah has to be connected to Sukkah. How do you do that? Option number one is chronological proximity. It's just next to it time-wise. It's just before it. It's within 30 days. And that does it automatically. Number two is you have specific Havana. And the advantage is that the word Sukkah Yishana is no longer a code word for L'Shem Mitzvah or even L'Shem Chag, but rather itself intrinsically becomes a Sukkah Chadasha, automatically is L'Shem Chag. You may not have had your own Kavanah. The answer is you're right. I'm not sure it requires a subjective, personal Kavanah. It just requires to be L'Shem Chag. And if you notice carefully, the drasha is not like the Riff had it, which was Asei Sukkah L'Chag. Our drasha is Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag v'ina. That the Sukkah has to be made l'shem chag, not that you have to make it l'shem chag. You making l'shem chag is one of the ways it can be made l'shem chag, But if it's automatically made l'shem chag, that's good as well. And the Gemara was the dafka when it said sukkah ha'asui l'shem chag, as long as it's asui l'shem chag. How is asui l'shem chag? Option one is it's from proximity, the chronological proximity. It automatically becomes shem chag because it's toch shloshim yom. Option two is you have kavana for it. And therefore, we have three mahalchim. Mahalch number one is Rashi. Mahalch number two, A, two, B, the two mahalchim. I was machadish. And mahalch, nice pshatim, don't love them, but nice. The one I like the most is Rabbi Soloveitchik's mahalch with these little additions to it. Right, so I don't want to spend any more time on it, but we did a good job with that. Quickly, yeah.
What were the psukim that the rabbi ended up using?
So, psukim, the pasuk is. Pasuk number two, the maskana is the one that supports his theory. Then the Gemara drops that topic and says, okay, Beisel, the problem of Beishamai is unique in. What about the shame mitzvah, which is used by Kol Tar Kula? And that's why they compare it with a different person brought it. So I'm going to do the Amarav, not Beishamai. And that's why Pesukim with the drasha of L'shem Chovcha, and that's why it's connected to Tzitzis, because it's the same L'shem Mitzvah as Kol Tar Kula. Once we realize Beis Hillel doesn't have model number one, we question, does he have model number two? And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful read. Quickly, yeah. L'shem Tzel is probably, according to Beis Hillel, who doesn't require L'shem Mitzvah, does he have that minimum level of L'shem Tzel? And the answer is probably yes. That's just not our sugya. Okay. Now let's talk about Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel definitely doesn't have the extreme version of Beis Shammai, but the question is, does he have any of Beis Shammai? Now, if you'd read the Bavli alone, you would get the impression that he probably doesn't. Which Rishonim say this black on white? Who articulates this theory and says Beis Hillel entirely rejects Beis Shammai? Rashi. Correct. Which Rashi? Divrei Maso? Beis Hillel Machshirin, and Rashi reads the Lo Ba'in and Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Who else besides Rashi? The Rambam. The Rambam crystally clear when he defines what his criteria for a Sukkah. I put the Rambam on the Torah. The Rambam has no allusion to Asay Sukkah L'Shem Chovcha. The Rambam has no allusion to Mechadish Bodover. The Rambam seems to learn Beis Hillel Kipshuto like Rashi does. Additionally, the Rif. Many other Akronim who point out the Rif also doesn't seem to have anything in Beis Hillel, any requirements at all, doesn't mention anything about Beit Shammai's needs. If anything, the Rif only, you know, mentions the Havamina, the Sogia, and that's probably because he's just building towards the din of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ben Seira, but he doesn't really need Beit Shammai's din at all. And Lechora, Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam, the Pnei Yeshua toys with this idea. He says most likely he rejects it. The simple reading doesn't reject it. So many Mepharshim believe that the acceptance of Pnei Yeshua is torn. However, the simple reading is that Beis Hillel rejects Beis Shammai in its entirety. There's no need for Lishma at all. There are, however, Rishonim who disagree. Who, for example, disagrees and believes that Beis Hillel does accept to some capacity Shitas Beis Shammai? Tosfos, who else? Rabbeinu Chananel probably. The Ran, the Ritva, the Rush, the Hagos Hashri, the Tor, the Beis Yosef, the Meiri, and the list goes on. There's a huge amount of Rishonim. Now, we can probably say the majority of Rishonim think that on some level, Beis Hillel accepts Beis Shammai to some degree. And the question is going to be, which we'll get to in a second, what degree? By the way, what may have triggered them to think so? What may have caused them to believe that Beis Hillel accepts Beis Shammai? Why would you say such a pshat? Is there any, again, misvara, they may like misvara. Is there any textual trigger? What? The last line is something that Mepharshim do deal with. I mean, that last line of Aval, Imasa L'Shem Chag, Afil, Metchilas, Hashanah, Kshera, does it only go according to Beit Shammai? In other words, would the Mishnah really spend so much time making it go according to Beit Shammai? Who was the first one to specifically make that point? Before you, Sammy? Tosos, and the second Tosos is, he's trying, according to the second Deya of Tosos, who believes that the last line of the Mishnah goes only a Liba de Beit Shammai, he's trying to figure out how it's different from all those other sugyas that ask the Kasha, Asa Liba de Beit Shammai, Asa L'Shmi'inan, or like I'm saying, in other words, time of the Beit Shammai, Asa L'Shmi'inan, and therefore maybe that's what triggered the first Mahalach in the first day of Tosos to think that he disagreed. That's one possibility. By the way, who takes this kasha and mamish is totally torn apart by this kasha? The first day that the Ritva quotes, if anyone saw that. We'll get to it in tomorrow. for the first day of the Iker, he's totally bothered. There's no way that the last line of the Mishnah goes only Aliba the Beis Shammai. What else in the Mishnah may have triggered potentially someone to believe that Beis Hillel accepts the Yerushalmi to some degree or Beis Shammai to some degree? Besides the last line of the Mishnah, are there any other textual triggers? Any other preparation? Textual impetus? Anything else? What? I think those are at least the Ritter seems to be presented as if he's bothered by the last line of the Mishnah, what Sammy pointed out. What? Yeah, you may get the impression that a Sukkah Yishana is a concept. In other words, it's not just a random Sukkah that Ha Yishana, but Sukkah Yishana Beis Shammai Posel Beis Hillel Machshirin may indicate that, what? Beis Hillel has such a concept on some level. By the way, if you look at the first Tosfos, what does Tosfos do? Let's read the first Tosfos quickly. See, read the Tosfos. Go. Sukkah Yishana Beis Hillel Machshirin. Good. Ubazir Hach, we talked about Matha. Let's leave out the Matha point for a second. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Why does Tosfos quote the Yerushalmi? What's this simple pshat? When you read this Tosfos, did you ask yourself why Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi? Tosfos doesn't, if you notice, you read by more than one Tosfos, he doesn't always quote every Yerushalmi at every Babel. He only does it sometimes. When does he do it? Probably because he thinks the Babel holds it. Could be. Why did he mention it here? It could just be because he wants you to be aware of it. And there's really no depth to it. Although there may be a deeper reason. The main process may not just be offering information. He may actually be solving a problem. What possible problem would Tosfos be solving?
What? Where
the
world agrees with Shammai?
You're right, but why must Hillel agree with Shammai? That is where he agrees. But who told him that? Who told Tosfos that Babli has to accept Yerushalmi? Maybe it's what? The Sukkah Yishana principle. Meaning, we had suggested there are two textual reasons why Beis Hillel may accept Beis Shammai. Sammy threw out the first one, which was the safe of the Mishnah. Morty Dubin threw out the second one, which was the fact that the Mishnah uses the phrase Sukkah Yishana. Maybe when Tosfos read the phrase Sukkah Yishana, he was bothered with the question. You get the impression that what? Beis Hillel agrees to it. Well, if that's the case, what does Beis Hillel agree to? And the answer is, Tosfos may have told us this Yerushalmi. Because this Yerushalmi seems to be one of the strongest supports that Beis Hillel accepts the principle of Tzarek HaKadosh Bodov, that this is Sukkah Yishana. If this is correct, can you bring me any textual support that maybe Tosfos isn't just offering random but important information, or rather, he's solving a problem? What textual support might there be in this Tosfos alone that may somehow indicate that Tosfos is not just offering admission, but solving a problem, yeah? Yeah, Dibra Master. You know, what do you mean by Tosfos Dibra Master? Yeah, according to Tosfos, the Mishnah reads Sukkah Yeshana, Beis Hillel Machshirin, or Beis Shammai Tosfos. Now, with Tosfos mixes up the order of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now, one may argue, again, it's just a scribal error, it's a mistake, there's no depth to it, but if there is a reason why, what would that reason be to support? Sukkah Yeshana, Beis Hillel Machshirin, if Beis Hillel speaks first, what does it indicate? That he holds of such a concept as Sukkah Yeshana. Meaning, if Tosfos is not just offering information, he may be offering information, I don't know, but if Tosfos is doing more than offering information, if Tosfos is actually answering a problem, what does it mean, a Sukkah Yishana, according to Beis Hillel? And the answer is, there's a din of being Mechadish Bodar, the answer is the Yerushalmi, that works out very nicely with his Girsa. If Tosfos has the Girsa of Beis Shammai first, it supports the fact that if Tosfos has the Girsa of Beis Hillel first, it supports the thought, the notion that what? He agrees to, in principle, there's such a concept as Sukkah Yishana. If that's the case, well, what the heck is that concept? The Babli, you have no impression. And therefore, Tosfos runs to the Yerushalmi and says what? Yeah, there is such a principle. And therefore, if Tosfos, as well as other Rishonim, have this other, incorporate the Yerushalmi, incorporate some level of Lishma or something according to, you know, Beis Hillel. If that's the case, now the question again becomes, well, how much do they accept? How much of Beis Shammai does Beis Hillel accept? How much of the Shammai does Beis Hillel accept? Textually, Tosfos may have a good gears that supports it. How much does Beis Hillel accept? What are the possibilities? What are the Rishonim suggest? How much of Beis Shammai does Beis Hillel accept? Yeah. According to the Ram, I think he accepts none. I think L'shem Tzel is not even our Gemara. I think even if more than that, I think L'shem Tzel, I think everyone agrees to. It can't be Mamash Me'alel, it has to be L'shem Tzel. That's Mashal from other Gemara in other places, in other situations. How much of Beis Shammai does Beis Hillel accept? If, in other words, let's say you have to be Mechadish Bo Davar. If you're not Mechadish Bo Davar, what's the halacha? Not so clear. One may argue, if you're not Mechadish Bo Davar, this is possible. If you're not Mechadish Bo Davar, the Sukkah is Mamish not kosher. If it's a Sukkah, Chadash of a state. If it's a Sukkah, Yishana, that's Lishma of a state. If it's a Sukkah, Lishma. If it's a Sukkah, Yishana, that's not Lishma. And you are Mechadish Bo Davar of a Mela. But if you're not Mechadish Bo Davar, one could argue it's Taka Pasuk. The Beis Yosef thinks that's many Rishonim. He thinks it's himself. It is himself. He thinks it's the Tor. He thinks it's the Rush. He thinks it's Tosfos. Right over here, take a look at the next Tosfos. Different Maskel, V'im Asa L'Shem Chag M'chule. That'd be the first line of Tosfos. Afilu. Exactly. In other words, what's the Nafkamina? That if it's done L'Shma, then you don't have to be Mechadish Bo Davar. But if it's not done L'Shma, then what? You have the Mechadish Bo Davar, and if you're not, presumably, it's possible. That's probably what Tosfos has in his first day. And there are a whole group of Rishonim who believe not only does Beis Hillel accept some element of the Yushami of Beis Shammai or whatever, but it's Mamish Ma'aki. It's Mamish Ma'aki. What? Beis Hillel's Machshir Sukkah Yishana with Chiddush Bo Davar. What? Never shows up in the Mishnah, correct. And it never shows up in the Bible. I agree with you. Meaning, in other words, to suggest that Beis Hillel holds this is not textually the most simple shot based upon the Bible. But again, where does it come from textually? Maybe it comes from the Seif of the Mishnah. Maybe it comes from the Lashon of Sukkah Yishana. But Tosfos, and certainly many Mefarshim believe it, it's found in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maaseh. If you have a Sukkah Yishana, we at least look at Chila, try to be Mechadish Bo Davar. It could even be, it's Ma'akev, and that seems to be the pshat of Tosfos in the first day of the Rush, the Tur, the Beis Yosef, the Hagos HaShri, and many others. There are, however, others who believe it's not Mamisha fundamental thing. It's just a Chumrah, it's a Bomah, it's a Mitzvah, and a Mokar, it's a Chumrah, it's a Bomah's din. Who seems to, at first glance, at least accept your pshat, that you should try your best in Mechadish Bo Davar, but it's not critical? Huh? Also, start with the question about the maybe, you probably read the Iraq. The major four Rishonim who have that position, I think we have to relate to them at one time. One can argue that there's a complete rejection, that they still has nothing left Beis Shammai, that's Ali Rashi, Ali Rambam, Ali Rit. Then there are those who believe it's so much accepted that if you don't have it, it's ma'akif, that's by the Tor. Maybe the Rush, the way the Beis Yosef learns the Rush, the Beis Yosef is by the Hagos HaShri. Maybe it's the first day of Tosfos, at least according to Beis Yosef and others. And then there are those who believe, no, the whole thing's just a chum. L'chanchil, you should do it, but it's not ma'akif. The Ran seems to indicate that. The Ritva seems to indicate that. The Mihiri seems to indicate that. The Rav Yoch, quoted by the Beis Yosef, seems to indicate that. Mitzvah Shem Tomorrow, one more time during Seder. So we need to show them to see what we're talking about. Overdo it. We hopefully have some time to, what's it called? Discuss this middle approach. That it's Chumrah, because what the heck Chumrah is here? Where does it come from? Why is it this minimal court? And we'll see each of these four Rishonim, we'll read them very carefully. And actually, they all say the same thing. They actually may be four different possibilities as to what the bonus Chumrah is. But the Rishonim will believe that they still accept nothing and they don't believe it. Mamash Ma'akid, if you don't do a Sukkah, yeah, Mechadish Bo Davar, it's possible. Again, if it's not Lishma and it's not a Sukkah Chadasha, Beis Hillel will talk a possible Sukkah unless it's Mechadish Bo Davar. C was nudging me a little bit earlier on, and I kind of dodged the question a little bit. Let's just get back to it for a second. C's point was, how do these Rishonim read the Mishnah? And I said, the word Suki Yishana does kind of allude to it. However, that's, although it works nicely with Shitas Tosfos, if you read Tosfos himself, what line does Tosfos say that, it's really the Seifa of the Mishnah, at least additionally, that Tosfos seems to inculcate Shitas Beis Hillel. Let's take a look at this again. Tosfos says, V'imas l'shem chag, v'chulei, afilu l'beis Hillel, nafka mina she'ein tzarech l'chadish bodav. According to Beis Hillel, where do you get the impression that Beis Hillel does anything besides machshir everything? The answer is the Sefer, right? In other words, the Sefer of the Mishnah, Avalim Asa L'Shem Chag, Afilu Mitzchilas Hashanah K'shera, according to the first day of Tosfos, who did that go according to? What? Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It goes Afilu L'Beis Hillel. The simple read that we had until now, we learned that the Sefer went only Aliva de Beis Shammai. Here we're throwing in Aliva de Beis Hillel. Why did we initially think that the Sefer read nicely according to Beis Shammai and was difficult according to Beis Hillel? You with me? Because what? You're right, but who told you this is addressing an issue? And not just clarifying Shitas Beis Hillel. You're right. In other words, until now, Tosfos not bothered by the fact that Rashi said something different. In other words, the Mishnah, let's just do the Mishnah. The Mishnah says this is the Sukkot Yishan. Beis Hillel says it's kosher. Beis Shammai says it's pasul. Then the Sefer of the Mishnah says we're only talking about a situation where there's a distinction between Lishma and Lo Lishma. Who told you to interpret this Sefer that it's limiting Shitas Beis Shammai and not limiting Shitas Beis Hillel? Let's just view the structure of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is Machlokas Hillel and Shammai. Then we define what Sukkot is. Sukkot Yishana is 30 days. Then there's a limitation. What words in the Sefer indicated that what? That the limitation was limiting Shitas Beis Shammai. What word? Aval. In other words, the word aval, and I think the Ritva spells this out, it's the word aval which shows contrast. In other words, aval im asa l'shem chag, afilu l'tzarech k'shera. Aval, hang on, you're 100% right. Aval, if, blah, 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 well, then it's kosher, it's no longer possible. The word aval shows contrast, and since aval X, Y, and Z is kosher, it must have been, we were talking about the Shita who says, possible. How does Tosfos solve the problem of aval? What's the answer? What's Tosfos' girsa? V'im. And l'chora, this machlokis, Rashi Tosfos, as to whether or not the Seifa goes aliba to dafka the Beis Shammai, or is open to the possibility of Beis Hillel as well, is l'chora totally on this machlokis of yourself. Rashi who has the girsa, which girsa does Rashi have? We don't know for sure. But presumably has aval, or certainly if you have the girsa of aval, it makes more sense to limit it according to Beis Shammai. If you take out the word aval and it's v'im, v'im no longer says contrast, v'im can be interpreting either shita, l'chora, that machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, as to whether or not the Mishnah can work according to Beis Hillel, as to whether or not l'shma is a variable according to Beis Hillel, would depend upon the machlokas, aval versus aval in versus v'im. Yaakov kind of said that before, and Mitzvian, excellent, well done. That is exactly. And the Chorot Tosfos has two different textual points. His two different girsos may reflect his desire to make a Sukkot Yishana go according to Beis Hillel, both the switching of the order as well as the v'im against the lashon of aval. Questions, comments, points, thoughts, anything? Okay. There are others who have the gears of the in. The lush, let's be careful. The word aval clearly indicates that Rashi's right. The word v'im is open to interpretation. It can go either way. Anyone who has the gears of aval, it's going to be very difficult not to learn like Rashi. If you have the Girsa of Im, you can go either way. I think the Miri also has an Im. I think the Rif has an Im. Many of the question have Im. It could just be a scriptural manuscript. Anytime you ever have a machlokes with yourself, I've said this 3 times already this year, but it's true. It could just be someone copied the wrong thing and there's nothing to it. However, there could be real depth to it, and that could be what we're uncovering right here. Well, very, very difficult. I don't know if it's impossible. I'm not saying, again, if you find someone who does it, so then, you know, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, if it's someone who does it, I guess I'll have to back down. But I think it's certainly, I would say, when it's inclined to go, they could split, and I think even it's very, very difficult. I'll probably do a short contrast. Question. How are you doing over here with me? Sam, you following? You good? Yeah, you with me? Chris, you good? Let's see, how you doing? Yeah? You like a little beer? Tough to know. You hold your card close to your chest. Okay, good place to hold. No, I'm saying, there's more to do, guys. How you doing? You with me? Good? Yeah? Down to the chest, good? Yeah, do more cash. I mean, you want to know, did Tosfos have this text, or did he go ahead and change the text? Most likely he had it. You know, it's tough to know when the Farshim, or, you know, sometimes Tosfos said, look, there are two Girsos, and here's the reason why I like this. If he does it, sometimes he chooses Girsos that he likes. Sometimes he tells you he does it. Is it possible that he did it and didn't tell you? Certainly possible. Really tough to know. I have no clue as to how Tosfos got these Girsos, whether he changed it, had it, had two in front of him, only had one in front of him. My only point is that his Girsos works very nicely with his Shita, and may have even triggered the Shita. Tough to know. And therefore, as to what base Hillel holds up, there are three major possibilities. Either he rejects Ben Shammai in entirety, he accepts it on a very severe level to figure out what the story is for the Shita over here. In other words, what does being Mechadish Bo Dover do according to what's called this, what's in the world of Beis Hillel, that we'll call this Aleph, that and Gimel. According to that Aleph, what does being Mechadish Bo Dover do? Absolutely nothing. Because you don't need to be Mechadish Bo Dover, nothing you need it at all. According to day number Gimel, we'll get back to page in a second. According to day Gimel, being Mechadish Bo Dover, Kasher the Sukkah, somehow it fits into Beis Hillel's equation. And therefore the question becomes, what's the svar for Beis Hillel? Does Beis Hillel, what does he need? What does Beis Hillel Kasher? He kashers three things. He kashers A, a Sukkah Kadasha, B, a Sukkah that's Lashma, and C, a Sukkah that's Mechadish Bo Dover. What one uniting idea captures all three of these characteristics? You Rabbi Yosef, what are you talking about? What's the svar for the way that Beis Yosef, the Torah, and others learn Beis Hillel? What does Beis Hillel require?
I need to stop questions.
You with me, sure? You with me? Are we somewhere? Come on, you with me? What happened? What happened?
It's not entire anymore.
Again. Well?
Okay, but I want to make sure you're with me now.
Did the big guys in a while? We're gonna end a little early today. You guys have to wonder what?
Okay, we'll end it with under a few minutes. It's hot, it's tiring, it's your funny little bit, you have to end it with what we're talking to.
Let me just show you the game plan for tomorrow. We'll end in a few minutes. Here's the game plan for tomorrow. We'll work on these things. Number one, sheet A is straightforward. Sheet the gimbal, what's the spark for the tour? What's the spark for the base Yoshi? What does Beis Hillel need? It's not like Rashi believes he needs nothing. He needs something. What is that something he needs? Question number one for tomorrow. Question number two for tomorrow. If you read carefully these four middle approaches, the Ram, the Ritzvah, the Miri, and the Rav Yod, the way brought down by the Bach. I wrote the base something. The Bach is something. Sorry. The Ram, the Ritz, the Meiri, and the way the Bach quotes the Rav Yod, you'll notice they all believe that l'chatchila one should have the Mechadish Bo Dover. However, it's not Ma'atim. What's the svar for that? What's the reason it's l'chatchila? What do you gain by doing it? And if you look, that's question number two. And if you look carefully, you'll notice textual differences. Three. Question number three. When the Yerushalmi says you have to be Mechadish Bo Dover, Who did he think he was talking to, Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai at first glance? At first glance, who did he think he was going to leave with him? Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai? Well, Beis Hillel, presumably Beis Shammai has a rigid set of rules, and the Yerushalmi said, although Beis Hillel seems to be master everything, it's not really true. You can be mechadish bo davar. L'chadchila, even b'di'eved, is it just a bonus, is it a ma'akev, that's machlokes beis versus gimel on the board, machlokes group of Rishonim. Rove, but the Rishonim believe it goes Aliva, that toast, that Yerushalmi goes Aliva did, Beis Hillel. The Mordechai spells it out, if I'm not mistaken, the Rush spells it out, it's the Pshat, those folks. That the Yerushalmi is being mechadish according to Beis Hillel. Who disagrees? Huh? Who thinks that the Yerushalmi goes both to leave the Beis Hillel as well as a leave the Beis Shammai? The Karban Eidah. If you look at the Yerushalmi, the Karban Eidah's lashon is on the Mishnah, on the Rice of Sarach Mechadish Bodavar, what is his lashon? Afilu the Beis Hillel, which sounds like both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have to be Mechadish Bodavar. So issue number three is, what's going on with the Karban Ha'edah? What does Beis Shammai need? When do you have to be Mechadish Bodavar? When does Chiddush help? And then the last thing we're going to do is try to put it all together, just like in one clear chart, or in one, number four is not, number four is the Shittas Ha'edah. The Ritva quotes the day, the first day of the Ritva quotes, it's also the Baal HaItter, if you're interested. The Ram quotes the same day of the Baal HaItter. What is the Chiddush of the day that the Baal HaItter, that's quoted by the Ritva and quoted by the Ram? What's the unique Shita over there? What's the Chiddush over there according to those guys? People saw the Baal HaItter? People saw that day in the Ram? People said, not that far, not yet. What? The first day of Nazareth. Of the four, number one. The first he totally rejects it. What does he say? That the Sefer of the Mishnah goes only according to Beis Hillel. We're going to try to work out that Shita right there. Or in other words, the Sefer of the Mishnah, who does it go according to? According to Rav? What are the options? Either goes according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel or Shneihem. Who says it goes only according to Beis Shammai? Who says it goes only according to both? Who says it goes only according to Beis Hillel? This is the sheet. What? Sheet number four. Yeah, the Ritva is all there, correct. How about the what?
1, 2, 4 out of Ritva. Third one is Beis Shammai.
Meaning, you're hunting a second. Meaning, where would you put the Ritva on this chart? You're asking that question, right? Hold on for a second, let everyone put you in the text of the Ritva. But at least according to what we saw, Rashi throws it in the sheet of his ear that I've thrown out. How do you read the Sefer? Three possibilities how to read the Sefer. This is issue number four we'll deal with tomorrow, and issue number five is to try to put the whole chart together in our mind. All the halachas, all the sheets of this way, it's not just spitting out information, but to try to condense it together so you see the whole picture. And just in terms of learning, there's a value of what we try my best to give you. Still, the effort is kicking in now, right? Anyhow, you don't feel it so much.
That's a little bit.
Am I wrong?
What?
I
want to hear it.
You don't hear it all in a minute, so this time. In any event, let me just finish the technological point. I think, in other words, there's different skills in learning. One skill in learning is, now I ask a kasha, one skill is to say a pshat in a toast. We tried our best to say a little bit of a mahalach in a toast today. We tried our best to sharpen the board of elevation. That's like a narrow, specific angle on a sojourn. And building a proper angle, I think, is a really important thing to do. We tried our best to do that with toast. We tried our best to have a different angle from Rashi. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, I'm sorry, Beis Hillel, major machlokes. Rashi has one angle, toast has a different angle. You know, there's a Ran, a Torah, there's a different angle. On one hand, you want to do a good job of reading the Ram, do a good job of reading the Ritva, do a good job of reading the Iri, do a good job of reading the Rav Yoh, for instance, from Beinu Hanan. You want to see, how did the Rav Yoh look at the Gemara? In a vacuum, a very narrow perspective of Shita Rav Yoh, there's another value in learning, which is seeing the larger picture. What are the three ways of looking at the Sefer, kind of charting it out? What are the three ways of looking at Jesus' Beit Hillel. Kind of charting a map. This middle chart of Bethel has several possibilities. What are the ways of looking at Beit Shammah? At the end of the day, we'd like to have a chart that kind of looks like this. Beit Shammah, Beit Hillel, and all sorts of branches, whatever they're going to look like, and develop the conceptual progression as to how much of Lishma is needed. The extreme would be Rashi, Beit Hillel. The other extreme is some version of Beit Shammah. Let's figure out what the practical versions are. So those are basically some of the five things we're going to do with Mitzvah Shem Tuesday and Wednesday, if you don't finish on Tuesday. Again, number one, what is part of the tour of the rush and all these people who believe that, according to Beis Hillel? So, Chadash Bodavar, can even be a Mahaki. According to the Shita who believe it's only Lechat Chila, that's number two. Number three was, help me out, what was number three? Well, oh, the Yerushalmi carbon ha'eda. That, no, that's great.
Yeah, that
shouldn't have been. Yeah, sorry. We're going to switch to you. Okay, fine. I'm not sure what's going to be three or four. The Iser and the Yerushalmi's carbon ha'eda. I'm not sure what's going to be three. We'll have to work that out. The Yerushalmi, according to Beis Shammah, when does Beis Shammah, if he does accept, sorry, for Kaddish Bodavar, how does that fit in? According to the Iker, what the Sefer doing, it seems to be going according to Beis Hillel. What halakhic conclusions grow out of there? What's the Ritva Kashan, why is the Ritva rejected? How to solve it? What's the Shiva of the Iker? And at the end, we'll try our best to kind of map out everything together in a clear and cohesive unit that gives you a handle on the Sugya and not just Rishon for Rishon. Okay, we'll stop here. If I'm not mistaken, it's a Shir Kvali in the